Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
At the beginning of the last segment, we did tell you of the story that's been put out by Pro Football Talk, ostensibly probably gained by the Houston legal system, where it says Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was sued in Houston for sexual assault and battery and the intentional infliction of emotional distress. And we promised, as we had more details, we'd bring the full story to you. Well, the lawsuit explains that the date was set for October 10th, 2020. So it was a date. It was not a massage meeting, which was obviously the genesis of all the other stories with Deshaun. And then said, Watson, per the lawsuit, was initially unable to find Jane Doe's apartment. He called her and allegedly began aggressively yelling and screaming and stating that he could not find her apartment and that he doesn't have time for this. Then the story goes on to say that she let him into her apartment as she had not finished putting on makeup. She came out of the bathroom to find him naked and face down on the bed, asking for a massage, and when she did not comply, it turned into sexual assault. And so this then goes on to the Pro Football Talk story. Now, this part is from Mike Florio. So yeah, there's a little bit of conjecture here. There's other national writers with more conjecture here, but saying this new case raises plenty of issues from the standpoint of the league and the Browns. It's possible that Watson could be subject to further scrutiny under the personal conduct policy. It's also possible that a suspension, if one is imposed, could give the Browns a path toward violating his remaining salary guarantees and ending the relationship. It should also be noted that this is a lawsuit. These are allegations. I continue to go back to that, but this is certainly something to pay attention to for Cleveland Browns fans. And yet another part of this story that has nothing to do with football.
Yeah, it just feels like it won't go away.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something, and it seems like there always is something. We just don't have enough information, obviously, for either one of us to sit here and tell you emphatically one way or another. Obviously, there's a lot in this case, and he's represented by Tony Busby again, so Tony Busby re-enters our life. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what the Browns do with this information. How fast does the league even take action here? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look, Mike Hall Jr. with his domestic violence allegations in arrest and charges, he's on the commissioner's exempt list. Rashee Rice, who has a cornucopia of charges, although not domestic violence, he was able to play on Thursday Night Football, and he was the face of Thursday Night Football. So I would imagine that Deshaun's history of allegations and the previous suspension, I would imagine that if they do treat this as a separate entity, I would not be surprised if the league weighed in a little quicker on this one. But I mean, this if the league does treat this as a separate thing, even though it happened in the same time frame, which
yeah.
Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports saying the allegation in this particular lawsuit are not the same as the prior suits. And then this is, again, more conjecture, saying, I don't believe the NFL will treat this as a continuation of a previously settled matter under the personal conduct policy.
Yeah, because the big difference here is that with the others, is that Watson specifically is accused of sexual assault in this one.
Yes.
We're not lawyers. I didn't pass the bar. That my sister did. I didn't do that.
Did you take the bar?
No. Do you think I would have passed if I took the bar?
Probably not.
No, that's a no. That's a lot of like actual attorneys don't pass the first go round. There's presidents that didn't pass the first go round.
I just think I think that's more of an indictment on them than it is maybe a support of you. I think this is like because I don't want to go too heavy.
Yeah, because anything we say could just be completely, we're two idiots just talking here. Anything we say could just be completely misinformed, or it could be, we just don't know enough.
But this was always a possibility.
Sure.
When you traded for Deshaun Watson.
You're 100% right about that. This was always, the demons could always come back. There could always be something that we didn't know about. I think it's interesting, as you point out, that this was not in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. That we previously heard so much of the other cases around. This was him going to her apartment, obviously being in her domain. And then, this is awful. There's no other way around it. This is awful.
Well, and if you are just joining us, as we tell you guys about the latest lawsuit filed against Deshaun Watson, this one for sexual assault and battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. You might be asking yourself, if it was October of 2020, how is this just happening now?
Yeah.
Well, in Texas, there is a 5-year statute of limitations on these types of charges, where I believe it says most states have a 2-year window. In Texas, it's actually a 5-year window. So that would kind of explain how this is able to, fit within those guidelines.
Yeah, Florio did pass the bar, by the way, at one point in life. So he would have a good knowledge base on this.
Well, I will say, though, I think there is something reckless about the, I don't know. It doesn't feel as reckless when Charles Robinson does. Florio's just the king of conjecture, and I'm not trying to...
But he's also the one that lives in the courts and lives in these type of situations. Like when these situations happen, Nick, I tend to trust Florio more than anybody else around the NFL, because he does have that prior attorney experience. And when it comes, he knocked it out of the park in relation to the Deshaun stuff. When we got Deshaun Watson, he knew everything inside and out in a way that I don't feel like many national reporters knew.
I think when it comes to the legal stuff, yes. When it comes to the ins and outs of the league and how the league handles this stuff, I think he tends to speak in generalities. And I just think anything about, that this could give a path to the Browns voiding his remaining salary and guarantees and ending the relationship, I think that's where, to me, it's a little reckless.
I agree. Well, he always goes to the furthest conclusion. That's what he does, right? Like, he'll give it out there, and then he'll say, this could be on the table.
Because he wants to be first on the moon.
Well, and that's a great way to put it. But he also wants some Browns fans out there to be thinking to themselves, is there a way out? I mean, come on. The timing on this it's odd to me that it would be coincidental that the worst game Deshaun Watson has played in a Browns uniform, when the anticipation for what Deshaun Watson's future here couldn't be lower, and in the gutter even more, you have something like this coming out that would in many ways give Browns fans some hope to the idea that maybe the contract could get voided. Maybe something within this would let them out of this deal, and you could wash your hands clean of it all. I mean, the timing of it is very... It's very suspect in many ways.
So we have the official documentation here. It looks like 7 pages of the plaintiff's petition here and everything that it goes into. But if you guys are just joining us, there is a new lawsuit in Texas against Deshaun Watson. This specifically for, and the one way that I don't think it's conjecture is when you add sexual assault into this, as opposed to all the things related to what Deshaun was previously sued for and suspended for.
Sure.
I would not be surprised if the NFL saw this as a different matter, which the timing of which could not have been worse.
The timing is the most confusing part of all this.
I think the timing makes a lot of sense coming off the first game of the season.
No, I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like, it's like this doesn't seem coincidental. I don't want to be the person out here saying that it makes, it's just.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's been a lot of years. October 10th, 2020 was a long time ago. You can come forward at any point for whatever reason you want, but the fact that the lawsuit comes a day after the worst performance of Deshaun Watson's career in a Browns uniform, that's very coincidental.
Well, here's the thing. One, Tony Busby did say all that time ago that there were other people that he was having conversations with that weren't ready to come forward with or might not come forward with. So the idea that somebody from that time period, even if it is treated as a different thing there, I don't know that that's all that entirely surprising.
This might have gone through the courts or whatever as well, and this just might be. I'm saying maybe Florio got tipped off to it today. Is the point?
Well, no,
it might have been going through for.
Well, no, because it said
say on Monday. Yeah.
But I think what makes it, I think you and I are saying different things. I think you think that the timing is based off of Deshaun's just god awful performance yesterday. I think it's because I don't know you could pick a brighter time to bring this out than Monday morning quarterbacking the day after week one of the NFL.
What do you mean by a brighter time?
I mean, like a lot of, like if you had done this 2 weeks ago, there's still the preseason malaise that has set in around Labor Day versus doing it after the NFL fully comes back. And honestly, I don't like, because I think if you look at it, people pay attention.
That doesn't imply that they were sitting on this.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Busby's a really a very smart, calculated attorney. He really is. He's done a very good job with all of these different lawsuits about making it as public and as uncomfortable for Deshaun as possible. So,
okay,
I,
so on that, I think we both agree then.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Keith, did you have something there, bud?
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned earlier, the petition was filed today. It was filed at 10:13 this morning. I guess that's Houston time, probably Central time. So it says on the document that it's not like it's been sitting in the court system for a while. It was just filed today.
Right, yeah.
So the latest here, there is a new lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. And we're going to continue to say this. We're not entirely sure what this means. We're not entirely sure how the league views this, how Deshaun's camp views this, how the Browns view this. But this is now another layer to what is not going to be just the next week of the Cleveland Browns' existence, but the next several weeks and potentially the next several months with the Cleveland Browns, and could very well. I mean, listen, I don't think it's speaking out of turn. I think there's a lot of conjecture to say the Browns could void his contract. But to say that this could impact Deshaun's future in the NFL, whether that's a second suspension or worse, I don't think that's conjecture. I think this is a pretty concerning development. Whether you think these allegations, this lawsuit, has extreme merit or not, so we'll have more on this, guys. Obviously, it's the first time we kind of had a chance to talk about it. We'll get back to this as new developments come in.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.